This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Hannon broadcasting live today from PetroServe USA in Valley City, North Dakota, with our friends from Pizza Corner, because they are selling the Pizza Corner pizzas today, two for $10. Todd, I don't know. How many should I get? Two for $10.
200. Stock up.
Well, wait a minute.
They make a perfect Christmas gift.
They do, and guess what? There's dollar-off coupons, too, so it's actually two for $9. So, yeah, that's fun. 292, the exit on I-94. Stop and see us. And they'll be serving up samples until 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk to Matt, the Pizza Corner pizza guy, in just a moment here. I had a little peer pressure from Todd because he's always doing these polls on his Facebook page. So I thought, I got to do a couple polls. So they've been kind of fun. Today's, hey, NDSU Bison fans, did Coach Klieman do the right thing by accepting the job at Kansas State? What do you think that number's at, Todd, for yes versus no? Hundreds
I
of votes.
I saw you did the poll, but I didn't. I have to admit, I didn't go back and look and see how it was tracking. So, I'm guessing it's fairly even, but maybe I'm way off.
92% saying good for him. Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
Duh, you think?
Which I agree. I totally agree with that. But I guess
too.
I would have thought there would have been more people a little upset about it, but you know what? It happens. I mean, Coach Ball, wasn't it sort of the same situation with him?
You bet. Absolutely.
Well, no, there you go.
And they're bettering themselves. That's what it's all about, you know? So some really good comments on here about it, too. 8% said no.
You can debate on whether Kansas is any better than North Dakota, but, you know.
Well, boy, they think they're better. You see some
of
the snooty comments that they were pouring out there yesterday, whether Chris Klieman, would be offered the job or not. Yeah, North Dakota, what are you? And like, okay, it's Kansas. I mean, you're not that big a deal. I mean, number one.
I was gonna say.
You know, maybe
everybody
Florida.
In New York and California is going, yeah, okay, you guys are cute. Sitting there arguing about flyover country and who's got the better flyover country.
Maybe cute. Maybe Florida's got an argument to say, come on. But, I mean, Kansas? Hello, Kansas? Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but you know what? Keep thinking North Dakota. That's why we like North Dakota being thought of that way, because it keeps quality people here who know better. And those who don't know better, you can stay right where you are.
Well, if you go from the copy room, say, to a mid-level manager, and then somebody says, we'd like you to run the company. And they say, okay, have they been disloyal to everybody in the copy room? And, down
there
in the
you
middle?
Go.
No, I mean, come on.
Perfect.
Yes, it's $2.3 million a year versus, $200,000, $300,000. A year, it's about
a better example would be Scott Henning gets tapped to replace Rush Limbaugh. Now, does that mean Scott moving to Florida or wherever the EIB network runs from at that point mean that Scott is not, you know, one of us anymore? Ah.
Yeah, now you just gave me heart palpitations because, you know, my bucket list is to fill in for Rush. That's about the only job I think I'd say, okay, well, you know, really? Okay, all right. Otherwise, no. No, I'm not going anywhere. Todd's got me dreaming a little bit today, by golly. I'm dreaming a little bit. I love it.
Dreaming of a right Christmas.
Exactly. Also on the program today, Bill O'Reilly. Yes, that Bill O'Reilly will be with us on the program today. And Senator John Hoeven in a little bit here, too. We'll talk Farm Bill. We'll talk also a little bit about Waters of the U.S. and some work that's happening today on that. Any questions you have for him, get them ready and join us. And most importantly, if you're cruising I-94 today, stop in and say hi. I just had a gentleman come by. I've got some copies of the book, Grassroots. I have copies of the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. A little fired up for my trip to D.C., so I brought some along, and we'll hand those out today on the program. There's Pizza Corner bling like you can't believe, from Frisbees to pizza cutters to can coolies to, you know, the little nice things to clean your glasses. I don't know what they call it, the little glass cloth. Screen cleaner? Sure, yeah, okay, there we go. Thankfully, I have Matt, the Pizza Corner guy here, to tell me all about all the goodies that they have today, including that $1 off coupon.
Yeah, it's going to be great. 2 for $10 on the price tag here at PetroServe, at all PetroServes, and then the $1 off coupon, I'll get it to you here in Valley City today.
Yeah, how about that? So you're really doing 2 for $9.
Exactly. Got to love it. Hey, I got to tell you a real quick story, and this has been amazing. Last week, I was sampling at a grocery store, and I saw one of the gentlemen with a World War II cap on. I know this is totally off subject, but I got to share this because it's amazing.
No.
And it just talks about the journeys that I've been on here the last week. And I said, sir, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. Where did you serve? And he looked at me and he said, I served in Battle of the Bulge.
Oh.
In January 1st to February 1st, 1945, he said, we did everything we could do to keep warm. He said, we dug holes. We snuggled up to each other. He talked to me for 15 minutes. It was absolutely fascinating. And so I know that's totally off subject, but I just saw a gentleman with a Vietnam hat on, and I thanked him, too. So, you know, just, I don't know. There, like you said earlier, Scott, there's so many other things that we can be concerned about. But that conversation with that guy, his brother was a paratrooper in World War II, and he said that he didn't have too much longer to live, and he wrapped up his World War II experience in Poland. And so just, again, putting things in context, perspective, and so... Who knows? Maybe we'll run into more veterans today here at the Valley City PetroServe, but we're handing out coupons, we're handing out samples.
And I hope that more family members encourage the loved ones that have served to wear those hats, because I, too, have had priceless conversations as a result of those hats. I remember a guy cried one time when I was in a waiting room for a doctor's appointment or something, and he had a Vietnam vet hat on, and I went over and said, thank you.
Yep.
And let me say thank you again, because you didn't get thanked enough when you came back.
Yep.
And in my mind, Vietnam vets need thanks more than anybody because of that horrific little chapter in our American history when they were seen as the bad guy. Wow.
Yep.
And he cried.
Yeah.
Because it still was painful that he hadn't been thanked, or that he'd been called, you know, baby killer or whatever. So love those hats, because it starts a conversation, and good for you for saying, where'd you serve?
I love it. You know, that's what I do. I love hearing people's story. Everybody has a story. And that was just, it was absolutely humbling talking to that gentleman. Yeah, 95 years old, and he was still, you know, in the grocery store going strong. And I was like, bless you, sir. So I know that's totally off the subject of pizza, but we don't always have to talk about Pizza Corner Pizza.
No, see, we do this thing called What's on Your Mind.
I love it, my friend.
So, you know, that's the idea.
There you go.
And that was on your mind. But now pizza's on my mind, because it's in a pizza oven right next to me, and it smells fantastic.
Garlic chicken Alfredo is going to be coming out of the oven in a moment. We've got the sausage and pepperoni right now prepared. So come on down to the PetroServe here in Valley City. Get yourself a sample and enjoy a $1 off coupon as well.
All right, come and see us at PetroServe USA. We'll be talking to Matt throughout the program today, the Pizza Corner Pizza Guy, and telling you about all the good things that are going on, including a way you can win a trip to Devil's Lake for some ice fishing, even if you don't make it here, just by going to the Pizza Corner website. So that's kind of nice, too. Real simple way to do it. 800-228-0550. Todd, I will, how can I do this? How about a coupon? I can bring you the coupon, right? I can't bring you the pizza, because it wouldn't be good.
Well, not to mention the fact you haven't eaten by the time you got here anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. Somebody just texted me that they have to turn the radio all the way up to listen.
Well, they always should.
Getting out of my truck, I can barely hear you at max volume on my Bluetooth. I can turn the volume way up to hear you. I can barely hear you from the previous show's volume. You are super quiet. I will listen to something else if you guys don't fix this. Well, now that's pressure.
Okay.
So I don't.
We don't know which one he's listening to. Is it, you know, is it iHeart? Is it, you know, there was somebody that mentioned KTGO yesterday, and D was looking into that.
All right. So tell us what you're listening to. That'll help us track down who.
We'll definitely look into it if, you know, we know what to look for.
Exactly right. So any other issues like that, feel free. You can call us, 258-0550, 258-0550. You can text us. Todd's got it in his hot little hand right now. 701-226-8503.
Yep.
I'm at 701-367-2054. The listener texted back that he's in Watford City, listening on 1090. Okay. And now I've got a million saying I hear you loud and clear. So we'll do our best to get that resolved if there's something to resolve ASAP for you. What's on your mind today? We got a lot cooking on the show today, no pun intended. Bill O'Reilly, Senator John Hoeven, Trey Coons here talking a little bit of ag, but what's on your mind? What's on your mind, Todd?
What's Texas says I can hear you just fine. It's got to be his Bluetooth.
But don't provoke him now.
I know.
Because now we're going to get him mad. He's saying, you know, it's our fault. He's going to say we said it was his fault, and you know, it'd be back to kindergarten.
Yeah, and we need to know which one we're supposed to get checked out here. But yeah. We'll definitely check out the right one. We just don't want to chase our tail and find out. No, that was fine in the first place. It's the other deal. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I remember one time when the kids were little, something similar broke out in the basement. Mommy. Hit me with a clock. Well, what did you do to him? Well, I hit him with a baseball bat. Well, that's why I hit you with a clock. You know, I mean,
wait, that went on in the Hannon household?
Yeah,
it did.
It was a kerfuffle.
It was neighbors. Chris, right? It was
more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include an absolute auction, a 3,400-acre ranch in Sioux County, North Dakota, on the South Dakota-North Dakota border. This 3,400-acre ranch has cropland, pasture land, and hunting land. It'll be sold absolute on December 11th in Lemon, South Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view this auction and many more at Piper's.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Okay, breaking news. The audio is up on 1090 KTGO. So if it's not better now, text Todd at 701. No, I'm kidding. Just let us know.
Oh, I don't care. Text me.
Just let us know.
I just don't have the control, but I can get with D or whoever. And
you know, we had folks in Medora and Watford City, and so we should apologize for giving that guy a bad time that his radio button was not working.
Bah.
Oh, come on. Have a little fun, Todd, right?
Exactly. Lighten up, Francis.
Say, here's some fun for you. There's a Christmas light contest that is going on. If you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, you hear us talking about them a lot because they stand for affordable, reliable energy and represent our friends in the lignite industry in North Dakota. And they're bringing back their very popular Christmas lights contest. Now, it's pretty simple. You decorate your home, you probably already have. If not, get to it. Two, you take a picture of it. And three, you email it to secureenergyfuture@gmail.com. And then a panel of judges determines the winner. Todd, ask the obvious question now, would you? Like, what do I win? If I'm winning the Christmas lights contest, I want to win something. How about this? Your December electricity bill paid for by the Secure Energy Future Coalition. Huh? Be a nice little Christmas present. Decorate your home, snap a photo, email it to secureenergyfuture@gmail.com, and then get ready to win. Simple as that. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. You can also call us at 258-0550. How would you like to get a call like this?
Coach Kleiman.
Second, let me yell at this kid for screwing up that fit.
Okay. Are you in practice?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No. We're not done until 6:40.
Okay.
I'm good. Glad, you know, I was going to take your call.
Well, I appreciate it. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How would you like to be the next head football coach at Kansas State University?
I'd be so jacked to be the next head football coach at Kansas State. I'd be so thrilled to be there.
Well, we'd love to have you. You're being recorded right now, so make sure you don't say bad words. But we're excited about it, and we can't wait to get you here in Manhattan and have you meet a lot of people and help you. You know, you're going to be following a legend. You know that, right?
I do know. I'm following an icon that I have a ton of respect for and followed my whole career.
Well, we're excited to have you, big boy. I know you've got to prepare for a big football game on Friday, and we're going to try to get you down here and have you meet some few people in the meantime. But congratulations, big man. We're very happy to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And you're trusting me, Gene, and can't thank you enough for giving me this opportunity. It's a dream of mine to be a Power 5 head football coach, and I get to do it at an institution like Kansas State. Land-grant institution that I'm excited about leading that program, and we're going to win, and we're going to do it the right way.
Good to hear. I'm all in on that one. Go back to coaching your team, and we'll talk a little bit later.
Okay, appreciate it. All right, thanks.
Congratulations, man. Bye.
Yep, thanks, bye.
That is Gene Taylor, the athletic director at Kansas State, former athletic director at NDSU, was obviously the person that said, Chris Kleiman, take this from Craig Bowl and go, and got that call last night, I guess it was, early evening, to say, will you take the reins? And kind of neat to be, eavesdrop on that call a little bit and hear the excitement. And Gene Taylor's a class act. Chris Kleiman is a class act. I'm just happy for all of them. I really am. You know, Chris has got a tough road ahead. You're following a legend. But it's kind of the same thing with Craig Bowl. He was a legend at NDSU, and that was tough shoes, even though he was part of the program and part of the success. But I don't know. That's just it's really, really fun. And we've had some great comments from listeners, too, about this. One train of thought is already going to, okay, who now? Right? Who's going to get the guy? Who's going to get the job now? Texter says, I know it's a long shot, but NDSU should try to attract Gus Bradley back. He'd be good for recruiting. And Gus Bradley is an assistant coach in the NFL now? Is that right? I think he's a
Jacksonville.
He's a Jacksonville assistant, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, he was head coach, but now he's an assistant. So, I mean, you're kind of, either you're waiting for a head coach job in the NFL that may or may not come because, you know, not a bad thought. Any other ideas, folks? You let us know at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. One other thing on my mind today, you know, and I've told you this before, not just for a window dressing or to, you know, say stuff, but when I say something, when I give an opinion, I'm not doing it for effect. You know, Todd and I don't talk in the morning and say, hey, how can we stir it up? What are we going to say about somebody? Let's needle this person. We don't do that. You know, I don't say it to get a rise out of anybody. I just tell you exactly what I'm thinking. And I have not been nervous in any way, shape, or form about the investigation of Donald Trump and his witch hunt until now. There's a part of me right now that is worried in a way I wasn't before. And I think it might be because of the Southern District of New York stuff. You know, there's the swamp, and then there's the Southern District of New York, right? So these are vipers, okay? And they've been gunning for Donald Trump for a long time. So now, I don't think there's anything there legally that's going to be any kind of peril, right? Some dumb campaign finance violation or whatever that they try and use to tie to other stuff. But obviously the intent of all of it is to go over to the political side and then say, like Maxine Waters did. What'd she say, Todd? Peace 45. You got to find that for me because I don't do a very good Maxine Waters impression. But peace 45. They tell me not to say it, but I'm going to keep saying it. Peace 45. Because there's this whole debate among the Democrats of whether that would be good or bad politically for them. But has anybody else just got a little pit in your stomach about all of this right now? I don't know why, but I do. And the only thing I knew to cure, the only thing I know to cure it is Pizza Corner. So, Matt, the Pizza Corner guy, can you take care of that medical condition?
Yeah, that's the best cure, the best balm to ail anything that is bothering you, my friend, or to help it out.
Right out of the oven.
That's right. Yeah, the smell of the garlic chicken Alfredo, the tacos coming out next. Oh, my goodness. It'll take away all the things that ail you, my friend.
Depending on the time of day, maybe a little cool one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We got bottle openers to help you with that.
And a frosty mug, whole deal.
All right.
Why are we here today at Pizza Corner at PetroServe USA, handing out Pizza Corner samples? Why are we here?
You know, we just want folks to come down and enjoy a sample. We are here in the native land of Valley City, North Dakota, and want folks to come down, Scott, and enjoy a sample of Pizza Corner pizza. Now, we got the new packaging. It's more of that overwrap with the logo right there in the middle, no longer the vacuum seal. And, you know, one of the big things, Scott, is just to kind of take it away and kind of not so much squish it down, but give it that nice room to breathe. You're going to notice that in the crust, and it is definitely an awesome product.
It's the same crust, without question, that the Pizza Corner has been famous for, but it's better because of that packaging. I love it. Come on down and see us, PetroServe USA, Valley City today, and win.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to host some top congressional Democrats at the White House today as the next deadline to extend government funding is looming. That is House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer sit down with President Trump to discuss his demand for border wall funding.
This is the first time we've ever chosen someone no longer alive as Person of the Year.
Editor-in-Chief and CEO of Time, Edward Falsenthal, saying murdered Washington Post columnist on this, Jamal Khashoggi is one of its persons of the year.
His murder has prompted a global reassessment of the Saudi crown prince and a really long overdue look at the devastating war in Yemen.
Khashoggi recognized as one of the persons of the year along with other journalists, including the murdered staffers at the Capital Gazette in Maryland, an indicted Filipina journalist, and two jailed Myanmar reporters. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Sons told me a story about his dad graduating from high school in 1926, went to UND. Is there any other school? I'm sorry.
Oh, you had to go there, didn't you?
I like to tweak Bison fans. That's where, you know.
First you come on here and say, we don't look to tweak you, and then all of a sudden, UND, there's only one school. You hypocrite.
Exactly right.
The University of Mary's mad at you right now. You know that, right?
I already got a text saying, here, you Mary rules. You Mary rules.
And there you go.
See, when I'm in a room of both Sue and Bison, that's what I do. You Mary. Because I actually went to school at You Mary. Thank you very much. So, I'm an alum. I think I went there a month and a half, but I'm an alum. I was actually there. Anyway. Gus Bradley is... I got to finish my story about Mark Thompson. So, Mark told me a story of his dad graduates from high school in 1926, goes to UND, and actually has a ruler that his dad carved his name in that he used in 1926. Then he went on to a private engineering school out east, and when he graduated, he never really did graduate. Wasn't really intrigued enough to, you know, stay, I guess. He got upset with, you know, just being out east, and his dad evidently said, enough of that, get back here and get to work. Think of that. That's pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. H.A. Thompson and Sons is how it all starts. A dream. Come back, get to work. Builds it into what it is today now. Mark and Claudia Thompson and their daughters, their unbelievable staff, have built the reputation they have all across the Northern Plains since 1908. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 223-3393. Gus Bradley is at the Chargers, L.A. Chargers. Defensive coordinator there.
Okay.
We got it straight now. We're ready to go.
One of those southern teams.
Exactly right.
Kind of blew that one, I guess. Sorry.
Exactly right. Daniel, would you tell me what I'm doing next? Oh, good. Senator John Hovind is here. And, by the way, Shane in Valley City, still in Fargo. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to you. Any other questions or comments for Senator Hovind, those are welcome, too. Senator John Hovind, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Scott, to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, it's good to catch up. I know it's been a busy December for you, not the least of which has been trying to get this farm bill done. There's a conferee agreement now. What does that mean?
Means we got the conference report out, and it'll start in the House. Hopefully the House will be voting on it this week, and then we'll vote on it next week in the Senate and have it passed before Christmas.
Do you have any concerns about what the final product was and whether there will be any hitches in either the House or the Senate on it?
Yeah, I think it will go well. I mean, I think the House will move it, like say, this week. I think there's strong bipartisan support for it in the Senate. It's a strong bill. We actually improved it in some areas, I think, versus the current bill. We built on the strengths in the current farm bill for our farmers and ranchers. And you know, that's the model we use. And I think we actually improved it in some areas and really worked to do what I had said during the conference, is try to get the best provisions we could from both the Senate version, the House version. Good example is a counter-cyclical safety net, where we got the best version of ARC, even a little better than we had in the Senate, which was better than the House version. And on PLC, we took the House version, which was better than the Senate version. So, again, that's what we tried to do to get the best product.
Of everything in it, what do you think will be the biggest positive change for growers in North Dakota?
Not a change, but number one right at the top is we maintain crop insurance. That was the number one priority, very, very important. And then we strengthen the counter-cyclical safety net, both as I just described a minute ago, but also by putting more flexibility into it, where we were getting nonsensical results on contiguous farm operations. And that goes to a pilot program I'd set up through Ag Appropriations. We got that in there, that additional flexibility for the Valley. Obviously, the sugar program, extremely important over there. Ag research, marketing, you know, the MAP, the marketing program so that we can export. Again, we really worked to build on the things that our farmers told us that they wanted and needed.
So the vote will happen this Congress. I mean, it has to happen, right? But the big thing was getting the agreement. Now the agreement's there, the vote's just a matter of scheduling.
Yeah, and like I say, the House, I mean, they have their 72-hour rule and so forth, so they'll, I think, be on it later in the week. And I really think that they will move it. Again, we worked hard to craft the product, be very inclusive in terms of the provisions that the House felt they needed. As you know, the food stamp piece is not what the House wanted. We did our best to strengthen it. And then we got Sunny Produce, Secure of Agriculture involved. So we're hoping that the things that the House was trying to do, we can do both through the bill, the provisions we were able to get in, as well as through the Secretary of Agriculture's work.
Texter wants to know how the sugar program fared.
Yeah, we kept it intact. Essentially, we kept it intact as is. Obviously, that's a huge party for our farmers in the Valley.
Yeah, so you're comfortable with everything there.
Yeah. Yep.
Great. I want to ask you about a couple of things outside of the farm bill that you're working on. And one is the awful waters of the U.S., obviously legal action going on that as well. But tell us what you're working on and to save us from that disaster.
Well, you know, I've been working on this for years. In 2015 and 16, I was able to defund the interpretive rule, so it kept it from applying to our farmers and ranchers. And then Judge Erickson, you know, made a ruling that stated, but, you know, we obviously have to get rid of that Obama-era waters of the U.S. rule. It's a huge problem for our farmers, for our energy industry, and just for private property rights in general, for anyone that owns property. And so what the administration is doing today, and they've asked myself and a few others to come over for it, is they're rolling out their new rule, and it's going to clearly delineate this concept of what is a navigable body of water. And so they're not trying to apply this standard of regulation for, you know, navigable bodies of water like the Missouri River to, you know, water in the ditch on your farm or something like that, what we call ephemeral water, which means it's there, you know, maybe after a rain or during a real wet time, but then a lot of times it's dry. And so, again, it's getting regulation or rules that are common sense, that empower people and that are common sense, that work for people rather than making people work for government.
So you'll be at the EPA today with the administrator, Wheeler, Secretary Zinke, and others. And this product that they're going to put out, you know, is it basically saying let's just wipe out WOTUS? Is it, you know, does, in other words, what I'm trying to get at is, does the legal track just continue to go on its own to try and get rid of WOTUS, and this is a replacement, or, you know, does one go with the other?
No, this really wipes out the old rule, puts in a new rule. Now, it's comment. You got a comment period, so it's not done. But you're right. I'll be there with the not only with EPA. Administrator Wheeler, but also Secretary Zinke from the Interior, also Artie James, who's Assistant Secretary of Army, heads up the Corps. So the top folks that work on this, it's a proposed rule to eliminate the old Obama-era rule and get something that gives some certainty and common sense, like I say, for farmers, ranchers, for everybody, and so that we're not continuing to deal with that old WOTUS rule that was such a problem.
You are on the all-important Appropriations Committee. There are appropriation bills still undone. There is a concern over whether they can get down and whether they'll be used, politically to get the wall, which I hope gets done. Is the government going to shut down in your view? Is this a real risk?
Well, no. I mean, we've got 75% of it funded, and actually there were another four approach bills that I really wanted to pass before the election. We couldn't get agreement to do it. We should have. Then we'd have had 90% funded. But we got 75% of it funded, and now we're pushing as you get $5 billion for the border wall, for border security. I think it's something that Americans want. You see what's going on down there. Again, back to this is a common sense item that, you know, we're making our case to the American people that we need to secure the border and should appropriate $5 billion to do that. And, I mean, again, we're making our case, and hopefully cross-country folks will continue to make the case to our colleagues on the other side of the aisle. You know that Senator Schumer and Speaker, or possible Speaker Pelosi, I guess the election hasn't happened yet, but they're up talking to the president today, and I hope they're willing. You know, look, there's a lot of things we've worked on. There's no reason for them to hold up the final aspect of the funding on border security.
Have you heard a good argument against the border wall? I mean, I get it's a political thing, right? If they give him $5 billion, Donald Trump wins. I mean, he's on the way to funding the wall that he said he would and would build. So they can't be for it because it gives him a victory. But have you heard a legitimate argument other than a political one against expending $5 billion for this wall?
No, I think it's what you described, and they've got to get beyond that. And it's, you know, it's the border wall, it's personnel, it's the technology. This is just fundamental security for our country, and it's what Americans want.
I told the listeners a minute ago a different topic that I was, for the first time, a little nervous about the whole witch hunt and Mueller investigation and now the Southern District of New York. I've really always seen it as just nothing other than political and that it would just be that. But, you know, there seems to be a concern right now with, you know, whether former attorneys or whoever. I mean, are you nervous about this?
Well, there's no indication of collusion out of the Mueller investigation, and I guess the latest is that, you know, some of the issues as far as, you know, campaign finance have been handed off to the court in Manhattan. But again, if there was something brought there, it seems to me that's more of a civil issue in terms of whether, you know, there's a fine or something if some of the campaign finance laws weren't followed just right or the compliance on them. But again, it also seems to me that any payments that he made were personal payments, not campaign payments. So, you know, we'll have to see. And as you know, that's come up before with John Edwards and others in the past.
Is it consuming way too much of the attention of Washington?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think people are tired of all that. I think they want that those investigations to wrap up and to move on and get back to the things we're talking about just a minute ago, like the farm bill and border security and support for our great military and law enforcement and the other things that really matter. And the economy, I mean, cutting taxes and cutting regulations so people can have a higher standard of living and, earn more money in their jobs and spend time with their families, the things that matter to them.
Well, the Senate is going to be the saving grace of the Trump agenda. There's no doubt about that, obviously, with the House in Democratic hands for the next 2 years. And if Donald Trump did anything, he got a few more Republican Senate votes for you there. So next year should be very interesting to watch. And you'll have a Republican colleague in the Senate from North Dakota. That's kind of nice, too. So,
yeah, it really is.
Senator, thanks for the time.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Scott.
You as well. Senator John Hoeven joining us today on What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550, Shane in Valley City. I'll get to you coming up and more from Pizza Corner, Pizza Day at PetroServe USA, Valley City.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. December is the month of giving, and we want to give you an opportunity to win one of several prizes to be given away in celebration of the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. Enter to win a weekend ice fishing trip to Devil's Lake, an Otter ice shelter, and lots more, courtesy of our friends at Outdoor Bound TV. Simply register by going online to pizzacornerpizza.com. Give it as a really nice present, or just give it to yourself and have the happiest Christmas ever. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for district and county representatives in Richland, Barnes, Trail, Grand Forks, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2019. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Make music like this.
Carefully.
I did that whole boom, 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 boom thing. I don't know. I get the bells. Very nice. It is Christmas. Which reminds me, I need to tell you, you are going to love the look on the face of the loved one, the friend, that you purchase a MyPillow mattress topper for. Just think of the look on their face. Get the camera ready. Trust me on this one thing. They're going to open it up. They're going to see Mike Lindell on the box there, and they're going to say, what'd you get me? And they're going to open it up, and they're going to find the best mattress topper ever, ever, ever. I mean, Mike's done this before. He invented the best pillow ever. No better pillow for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning, none of that. But now the best mattress topper ever, and it's 30% off. All you got to do is use the promo code SCOTT, and when you do, Mike will give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. We are at one of the best convenience stores on earth, Petroserve USA. Seriously, can't think of a one I've been to that's better. Everything about Petroserve USA is great. It's huge, the selection, the whole deal. The burgers are fantastic. Love the burgers, the famous Valley City burger. But today, it's pizza. And Matt, the pizza guy at Pizza Corner Pizza, is here handing out free samples until 6 p.m. today. All kinds of great prizes, pizza cutters. Ask for the pizza cutters. You got to ask for those because they're the really good thing. And the Frisbees and the can koozies and the screen cleaners, and register for a trip to Duluth. If you can't get here, you can do that online too at pizzacornerpizza.com. Ice fishing trip for two in Devil's Lake. Yeah, how about that? So stop by and see us, and they'll give you a dollar off coupon, which means you're buying two pizzas today, two Pizza Corner pizzas for $9. It's a really good deal. There you go. Come and see us. Right here, live and direct. All right, Troy is here from CNC Farms today. Troy and I get a chance to talk a little ag every now and then. I had stories yesterday from folks that were watching combines come out of the field. And we're sitting here on, the 11th of December. You remember a year like this?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I'm fortunate this year on our personal farm that we're not going through that, but I have been there. And, yes, it's a challenge getting the headers thawed out so they function, make sure the combine grates are clean, the sieves are clean. Very challenging, really good way to damage some equipment, put a lot of extra wear on them. So, yeah, I don't envy those folks at all. What a challenge.
I just have I feel so bad for folks right now. It's just really tough. I mean, obviously the price environment, a lot of things going on, but then to add not being able to get the crop out of the field, and there's a fair amount of rough idea. I mean, is it a small percentage left now, or is it still a pretty good chunk size of folks out there?
There's a fair amount of acres out there yet, but they've been whittling away at it here slowly. You know, the tough part for folks is even with your crop insurance, if it's out there, they're going to do an estimated yield, and so you may not get a payment, you know, so you got to harvest it. And if there's 2 inches of snow, you know, you're going to be leaving a couple pods on the lower part of it. So you're going to be leaving a few bushels out there just to get the rest of the crop in.
Troy, I know you well enough to know that, while you acknowledge times are tough right now in the ag world, and, the ledger doesn't look as good as you'd like, that there's opportunities in all of this. What do you see as the half full glass?
Well, there is a program through the FSA for, say your beans and wheat, the market assistance because of the trade issues. So that's something I think most people know. But if they don't, they should really go in. There's some money there to be had. Other things is I think it's a good opportunity when times are like this to go outside of your normal circle of friends and people you work with instead of considering the same thing and the same thing. Reach out, get some further education from people. It's a good chance to learn about different practices again. And we should always be doing this, but sometimes when it's the better times, we fall into a rut. Also, reach outside, just like I like my clients to reach out and look at other sources. I think wherever you're normally getting your seed, I don't want to hurt any relationships with folks, but it's good to reach out and talk to other people to become more versed in things. Like one thing I'm thinking about now is, soybean seed is very expensive. And there is opportunities with like a GT bean for the northern half of North Dakota. It's a glyphosate tolerant one. Yields as good as anything out there. And the seed cost is going to be about half the price. That's a great opportunity. We have had a couple really tough years in the flax world from drought issues and then, you know, not many people planted any last year. I think my personal feeling is that's going to roll into an opportunity this coming year. So I think flax is one to look at, but the seed supply is going to be limited because of the two down years. So that flax would be one I'd definitely consider. That's a big one.
And folks, you want to talk more? Seed, ag, Troy, CNC Farms, give them a call. What's the number, Troy?
701-721-4258 or ccseedfarm.com. And I just want to let them know, you know, I always talk about forages. We do also sell hay.
This is What's On Your
Mind.
All right, Troy, thanks a ton. That's Troy Coons, CNC Farm, CNC Seed. More after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Bismarck Bal Mayhus Auditorium at 3 and 7:30 Wednesday, December 19th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Dan's Supermarkets in Bismarck Mandan and Medora.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.